Also on here, I got the Fire Risk Management resources that we currently have available. Employment Practices Hotline, do we hire any fire and is the street to root in our office, and she can kind of give you the our claims ideas on some of the different things you can and can't say. She can answer this one of our attorneys. We have the defensive driving program, $50 per each employee that attends the defensive driving classes. And that gets refunded in the spring after renewal, and the dates are October 15th after 15th. Video library, we have the VHS out, we have the video library we offer. And then as far as our low-perm risk management training, me and Jenny can come in and get
actually,
So, just kind of some of the things we offer now. Being new, I'm trying to update some different things. I'm trying to do some new, I just created a newsletter, which is online, kind of gives real-life claim scenarios, as well as kind of some hot topics going on there. That's going to be issued quarterly through to our member contact, which is going to have some hot topics of risk management that we feel our members should be aware of, whatever they're kind of thinking about things. So that's available. We're working on updating our video library too. So some different things going on, get some more things online, different risk management things. So that's one of some of the things I'm bringing to training the firm and getting that in put into effect.
Talk to Chad and Jason, our HR director, Linda Sorensen.
That's the one. So, Linda. Is she aware of our Employment Practices Hotline either?
We have snow rodeo.
Right.
Where we take and train individuals that are going to be working our snow events and our ice events. And we actually put them in there and we score them, judge them on how they perform under certain circumstances. They've got they've got to go through a course and all this kind of stuff. And then that way that allows us to put the better drivers on the worst roads and the other drivers that are not as experienced on the
less better.
Less better. But anyway, those kind of things, do you have any credit for such a thing? That as we provide, you talk about safety for the Sheriff's Department, as we provide, and maybe it may show up in some of your documentation here, where road and bridge is maybe showing up better than what other road and bridge departments, strictly because we go through those practices.
Here's what we can do on that. No, to answer your question, now there's no specific credit for that type of training. But here's how we would use that in an underwriting. If we have documentation of that, and if a claim comes in and it's from the road and bridge department, then when Brenda starts looking at her renewal, we can either debit you for that claim, or we can kind of ignore it. That's the underwriting of it. If she's got something in her underwriting file that says the county is trying, they're proactive in training. This accident is one of those, no fault, you know, it happened. Then that debit could go to a no debit situation. If she can't see that you're trying to do something, then she can't give you any kind of consideration. So anything you do like that, go ahead and send it in to us, because even if we don't use it right away, it could help you at the next renewal.
Right. We've done it for years, and I've always thought that there should be some sort of documentation of the fact that we're trying in every way to promote the you know, safety, and we have safety classes that are. This takes up a full day of county.
Right. Well, do y'all go to the LTAP training?
We send certain individuals to certain classes throughout the states. I know some of you go to classes out of state, really. That are supervisor type people that come back and then they educate their groups. They hire everyone. So. If that be the case, well, I don't know how far back Randy's got the record, but I have a road bridge here, and maybe send you some of that, or send somebody some of that stuff.
Yeah, and we can't go back more than a year.
Yeah, it's just within the last year.
Oh, well, sure. We did. We've done it since I've been
here.
Well,
we can't go back more than a year to get that information.
Right, and I feel like it's very, when I first heard about it, the first year I went over there, I thought it was probably the most ridiculous thing that I could be going to, you know, about a snow rodeo.
Yeah.
After I went over there and watched the skills that they make them go through.
And you think about your roads around here and everything.
With graders, backhoes, all these things, they make them go through a safety inspection themselves to make sure that they're vehicle, and they get judged on that. And so there's a lot of things that we do that are prevention type issues. And
you know, when you do those things, if Justin can be part of that in terms of, coming in and observing it, and even Mopar helping to sponsor some of it.
It's this next.
This morning?
Yeah, it's next month. It's next month. And so maybe have Randy contact or you contact these. The way I look at it, this is where you need to be. We can tell you all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
She's the lady. Her and Dixie are the ones that handle all that.
They're the ones creating claims out there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah. You know, unfortunate, but it's all good. Yeah.
It's not actually true.
He said it's an all-day thing.
It's an all-day thing. They start in with, they have lunch, and they have vendors that actually from all different we put it on through our road bridge, but then they have volunteers. Like somebody,
who judges?
The actual road superintendent and a couple of the supervisors that are involved in it. They have safety, they have a couple different safety speakers that come down and speak on different issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real interesting and something that I thought was crazy, and whenever I found out what was going on, I think it's one of the best things that we
have.
Yeah,
that would definitely be something that no compromise management would want to be involved.
Yeah, but it's
we're doing something to train
for
a boom.
They bring simulators that they where they sit and operate the graders under certain conditions, and I don't know whether they have truck simulators where they drive or what, but anyway, it's a big.
The employees are also tested on how they how well they do the simulator. Of course, the contest one with the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had one lady working for us at that time, and she won it, and that did cause some confusion.
Confusion.
Women
are generally better at things.
Bridget Collins, she was on there with the she I think she won the backhoe, the grader, and then was real high in the truck driving part of it. And I kind of ruffled feathers. Or maybe made them do a better job
there
the next
you go.
Year.
She set the bar high. She's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that would be interesting coming down, and probably this year just observing. It's so close. So kind of an extra and get more involved.
Well,
even
just give
it a
giveaway.
Yeah, we can lift something up.
Maybe she's available. Unless you all have something else for us,
that's all.
I'm going to let Linda take you to her office and chat with her for a little. She's our HR director for the county. I'm going to look through this. I'll get it back.
Okay, that'd be fine.
He's got our plans, so forth and so on.
Okay.
And there's one
card in there.
Okay.
You don't
want to
come back to the board?
Well, it's not that. I'm on the executive committee of the National Association of Counties, and I'm really busy. It was the conference call for moments. I wasn't here yesterday, I had 4 hours of calls.
I had over 100 emails.
I've talked with a number of different officials that I really have respect for. Jeff really got to meet him over the last couple of years.
Got someone
in this morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Pleasure seeing you again.
Yeah. Thank you. Nice to see you too.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for creating Mofer. I know.
Very small part.
Yeah, right.
Very small part.
It's huge.
Yeah. Maybe
you
need to go.